Slava, a busy week for you, not only preparing the team for this weekend, but also having GB work as well early in the week.
Yeah, we had our last camp before the, obviously, training games in Slovakia and then following the World Championship. So it's been a busy week, yeah, from Sunday game, then Monday afternoon I set off to Sheffield and got back late on Tuesday and back to work today. So, no, all good.
And your thoughts ahead of this weekend against probably two of the top sides in the league, and particularly Milton Keynes, probably tipped by many to win the league?
It all depends how you look at this on the paper. Of course, you know, Basingstoke won the league last year, and you know, it's already a threat to anybody in the league if you're a champion. And then MK probably, yeah, put on the paper the strongest team by names. But on another hand, we finished second, so they should be afraid of us.
Yeah, how do you see that game on Saturday at MK going? I mean, you beat them 4-1 away in the Ashes there, so on top of a good performance last Sunday, you must be hopeful of getting some points.
I mean, you don't count those games you measure a few things up, but we had the second week of pre-season. It was a hard first week, so the guys was coming off a pretty hard pre-season. And MK was missing quite a few guys. So I think it's going to be a totally different game. I don't think you can measure the two games we had in the pre-season and take them into the account for the league game, because it's going to be a totally different game. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the challenge. We always did. Last 2 years, I've been here. You know, 2 years ago, started in ninth and finished in fourth last year. You know, started and finished in second. So every game is a challenge. And obviously, it's nice to play big teams. And hopefully, guys will be on the same page as we always are. We like the competition. We like to play games like that. That's what you really play for. It's when you challenge yourself, when you challenge your teammates, and obviously challenge the top teams in the league. And I'm hoping if we have the performance like we did on Sunday, I think it'll be a good game.
One player is likely to be busy, and you'll be hoping for good form again, is Yanis Ozin's in goal. He only conceded 3 goals last weekend, so hoping for something similar again this time around.
Yeah, I think Yanis played really well. He played pretty good in Sheffield, because I didn't think as a team we performed well in all three zones. On Sunday, he pulled out some crucial saves at 1-1. But after that, I think the team played really well as well. So he was not as busy. He still had to do. It's not football. You still have to be in the game quite a bit. But I think on Saturday, he really kept us close of getting something out of the game, where we were pretty poor defensively and gave a lot of dangerous opportunities. So yeah, we're looking for him, hopefully continuing that form.
And on Sunday against Basingstoke, they surprisingly lost both games last weekend on Sunday at Hull, so they'll be really looking to get some points on the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they're playing on Saturday. It's been a busy week for me, and obviously I need to concentrate on my team. But no matter what, after not picking up any points, I know the mentality of Basingstoke, so I don't think they're going to take it lightly last weekend or whatever happened after the last weekend. So it will be a battle. There is always a battle against them. All games are close. One goal maximum, 2 goals, and could go either way. So again, with the team we have, we're looking for consistency, growing our consistency, concentrating on our team and trying to get the performances to the level that I expect.